Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
Need to know.
Just quickly before we get into the main story, it is Mother's Day in the UK today, by the way.
Yeah, we found that out this morning very early.
Thank you to Pricey for that information, who is from the Southern Hemisphere, where Mother's Day is a different day, but the two producers in the studio who are from the UK didn't even know the date of their own Mother's Day. Do you even care about your mothers? You two? Shame on you.
Producer Layla's like, oh, when's Mother's Day in the UK? Producer Roger, oh, I don't really know. I think it's in a couple of weeks. Producer Layla, yeah, I think it's in a couple of weeks. Pricey, Google. Mm. Guys, it's today.
Yeah, and what did Producer Roger say?
Oh, it's a lot of profanities. Yeah. Can't really say it on the radio, but yeah.
He said Google's wrong.
Yeah, he said, yeah, is Google sure?
Okay, so make sure if you're here and your mum's British, send her a message.
Send her a message or a bunch of flowers.
Want to do a quick comparative analysis in the studio, just with the girls at the moment. I've given you two pieces of paper. May you turn those two pieces of paper over. You'll find two images of hot guys, which, by the way, don't look up my search history here at the work. IT?
You're looking up hot guys.
It's a bit weird.
Hilarious.
Typing hot guys. Can you tell me which one you think is the most attractive?
Oh, easy. The one with the dog.
Yeah, same.
The one of the guy. They're both very attractive-looking guys. Great hair. Mm. Nice, strong faces. But there's one guy who's got a kind of stylish jean jacket on, and he's holding a little French bulldog, and that just makes him way hotter.
Producer Layla?
I fully agree. I also know he's an Abercrombie model. Totally fancy him anyway.
I literally pulled an image of a hot guy with a dog from Google, and Producer Layla knows who he is.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Oh, that's Rog from New York City. He grew up in Manhattan. Yeah.
I follow him on Instagram. His social security number is... interesting that unanimously you both chose the gentleman with the dog as the more attractive gentleman
in the
two photographs that I gave you. Because studies have shown that puppies make you appear more attractive, caring and approachable. So dudes, if you're struggling to get a date on Tinder, get a dog.
Get a dog. And also, it just fills in the time for when you're not dating. Because you got a buddy. It's good.
I love the insights into Pricey's brain sometimes. Why? And if you're not daddy, it's great. You've just got an animal around.
Yeah, it fills in some time. You get a life partner.
Men are seen to be more selfless if they commit to looking after a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Women read this as a signal that they'll be a good parent as well as a partner. Researchers found that people with dogs are perceived to be more attractive, happier, caring, approachable and empathetic.
What are you doing on the weekend?
Me?
You're going dog shopping, aren't you?
My girlfriend is in New Zealand, long distance Danny.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't mind the attention, let's be honest. Oh, no.
Is this gluten-free? This is a warehouse that was converted from an indoor farmer's market. Totally sounds better on vinyl.
Oh, no, the hipster alarm's gone off. I kind of thought we'd get through 2018 without this going off. It's twice already now.
No, yeah, it's always going to go off. There's always something hipster happening in our world.
I kind of thought the hipster trend had died off, to be honest with you.
I did too. I think it is slowly, but for now... I think there's going to be a couple of things that we just need to be aware of. We need to stay abreast of.
Yes, very good use of the word. This one comes from Producer Layla, I think, today.
It
Producer
does. Layla, this is for the coffee hipster connoisseurs. Ugh. So there's a coffee cafe in LA, where else, that serves coffee, but you have to put it together yourself. So say you order an Americano, but with milk. They give it to you in three beakers.
Beakers? A laboratory?
Like a laboratory. So you get the beaker of coffee, you get a beaker of milk, and then you get a beaker of water if you want.
A petri dish of sugar?
Well, probably. It's got like a sciencey theme to it, so I kind of get it, but I don't want to drink my coffee out of a beaker.
Yeah, I don't understand this. It's like those deconstructed desserts. It's like, oh, this is a deconstructed lemon meringue pie. It's like, no, I just want the lemon meringue pie. And I feel like you've just messed it up, and now you've just put it onto a chalkboard.
Correct.
Yeah.
How far will they go with the deconstruction?
Yeah. Like,
will they just bring out a cow and say, you got to milk it yourself and then churn the cream?
Oh, that would be so hipster, and hipsters would love that.
They would love it. Oh, I just love the feel of milking the udder. It's just great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I feel like this is the coffee version of a deconstructed dessert. Like having to put it together, constructing it yourself.
I bet you they're charging extra for it too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's about the aesthetics.
Are we speculating there, by the way?
Well, it's more crockery. Isn't it? It's more beakers to wash.
The instruments of a lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is very hipster. If I went to a cafe and they made me do that, I wouldn't be very happy.
No, of course not.
No.
The whole reason to go to a cafe is so you don't have to do it at home.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and order. Yeah. And then when it comes out, you still complain.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the best part. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a Bunsen burner to heat this thing to.
Oh, wow. That would actually be quite nice. Like in the theme.
See, it's working on her already.
Oh, gosh.
See, she's becoming one of them.
I'm turning. I can feel my man bun going up already.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92. Yeah. Mom's
spaghetti. Oh, I love this.
So it's my job. I've got one responsibility on this show, don't I?
Oh, you've got...
I've got one.
You're carrying the show on your shoulders, but yeah.
It's to wrap the week.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys ask me to do it every Sunday. So I'm wrapping the week and I'm thinking yesterday about what I'm going to do when I, as they say, spit my rhymes.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do a weekly thing of the news stories because I couldn't really find anything that was quite suitable for my rap.
Well, also, it's hard to talk about things here in the UAE.
Yeah.
A lot of media laws.
Yeah.
We can't cover anything like Trump or North Korea or Syria or anything like
and
that.
And there's only so many Weinstein stories when you're just like, okay, no more.
Yeah.
This is enough. He doesn't need any more coverage.
Totally.
So I was thinking about it and I didn't get to go shopping yesterday because I'm broke. So I've decided to do my rap on payday.
Okay, is it coming up to payday? Because I'm broke too.
We've got ages. We've got like 2 more weeks until payday, right?
All right.
But I'm struggling. I don't know about you guys, but my wallet is bare.
Oh, yeah.
So,
You're preaching to the choir here, sweetheart.
Yeah, so that's part of the process of this rapping that I have to do.
Okay.
Then I have to find a rap that I can actually do.
Yeah.
And find out if I can do it to that tempo. And then I have to find words for my rap to go into this... into the song.
So kids, what you're saying is it's a lot of hard work to be a rapper.
It is.
You know, when they're making it rain fitties and hundreds in the club, they earned it.
Eminem makes it look so easy, but it really isn't. And so I had to do my rap this week. I've decided to do it because I'm obsessed with the Finesse by Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So I've done it to Cardi B's rap at the start of Finesse, and it's all to do with payday and being broke.
All right, ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. All right, here we go.
I'm so broke. My credit card's dope. How much longer till we getting paid? Pricey piece straight strutting. Can't buy me nothing. Cashed up and I ain't the same. It's my lame bear wallet. Got all the girls shook. My big fat debt. Got all the boys hooked. I went from daring bills. Now we popping tins and cans. Harry sang to me like I'm doing my money dance. Like,
hey.
Posting on the gram like,
hey.
Hit the brunch on payday. Oh no, we're sitting this one out till we're getting paid. Ow.
That's the best yet.
Oh, that was, That's a really fast rap. She's really good. That's why I needed a hype boy, which was producer Rogerino.
Love producer Rog in that one. I'm trying to pick up some of the lyrics. Well, what was big fat what?
My big fat debt.
Thought it was something different. Yeah.
Got all the boys shook.
Asking you on 4009, what made you cry over the weekend? A lot of responses, I think, due to substance over the weekend that made people cry.
It does heighten the emotion, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Regardless if it's sad or happy or whatever, it does heighten that.
Just this text, though, kind of almost had me in tears this morning. My little girl's concert made me cry on the weekend. She had a stroke at birth and we didn't know if she would walk or talk. And there she was on stage singing and dancing with the best of them.
Oh, that's tears of happiness and pride.
Yeah, that's
lovely.
Amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, it really is. Nikita joins the show. Hun, what made you cry on the weekend?
Oh, so I was at brunch on Friday and I was just there with the girls and suddenly I turned around and there was this really, really old couple sitting behind me.
Yeah.
And this woman, she looked kind of somber the whole brunch. Like, I think she was a bit confused as to what she was doing at this crazy brunch. And then suddenly she just absolutely poured her heart out singing Simply the Best.
Aww.
And it just got to me. I just thought she was just so in the moment and she loved it so much.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what came over me.
I get like that too,
like
you
happy.
Know.
It was like really happy, sad.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Whenever I go out, I always, I don't know why, but I always see like a couple or a person.
Mm.
And if they're sitting there by themselves, they're probably really happy. But if they're sitting there and they're quiet, I make up this story in my head about their life and like why they're sitting there so solemn.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden you get overcome with emotion for a stranger that probably isn't going through anything that's in your head?
No, they were probably just really enjoying their holiday in Dubai at brunch.
Yeah. They're probably thinking, why is this woman behind me crying? And why is this other woman staring at me?
I was like hiding myself behind a napkin. Like, oh my God, what has come over me?
Don't worry.
Oh, I love you.
It's not rare to see a girl crying at brunch. Let's be honest.
That's true.
If you have just joined us, ask anyone 4009 what makes you cry. Reason being was because Pricey was discovered crying to the Backstreet Boys on the weekend.
I was cleaning my room, but I wasn't crying because I was cleaning my room. I was crying because I was feeling nostalgic listening to the Backstreet Boys because I knew every single word to every single song.
Do you reckon we could do it again?
Oh, that's
here
not fair,
go.
Guys.
It's the Backstreet Boys, Divine 92.
We are playing the most stressful game.
Oh, don't be like that. You are so good at this game and you win it every time. This is stressful for me.
Doesn't mean that I'm not stressed when I play it.
Yeah, but I have to deal with the losing every time. Go home, cry myself to sleep.
Up for grabs when we play Say the Word is for you and a friend to go and see Dara O'Brien this Thursday at the Dubai World Trade Center. It's part of his International Voice of Reason tour. And also on Thursday, there's a chance for you to meet and greet Dara O'Brien. Plus, you'll stay at the Jumeirah Emirates Towers and on the same night of the gig, and you'll get breakfast in the morning.
Nice. Honestly, sometimes this joint takes care of you. I'll tell you
it
what.
It really does.
Basically, this is like a game of verbal charades. We'll give you a bunch of clues as best we can. You've got to try and guess the word that we've got in front of us. 30 seconds on the clock. Oh, my God. Is this Lindsay Lohan?
Is that you, Lindsay?
Oh.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
But not Lindsay Lohan.
Because, you know, I'm obsessed with Lindsay Lohan, and she lives in Dubai, and every time I get a Lindsay on, I always think, oh, God, this is her.
Here she is. It's my darling.
But you're much, much better surprise, Lindsay, from the Palm.
If I pretend I am Lindsay Lohan, will you try a bit harder?
I don't think anything will help.
Okay.
But if you want to do that, I'm happy for you to pretend to be Lindsay Lohan. Just
okay.
Quietly.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How good was the Parent Trap? Okay. 30 seconds on the clock. Lindsay, we can do this for a team, okay?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. The first question. Okay. Here we go. The movie, it stars Ben Stiller. It's called Meet the...
Fockers.
The other one.
Parents.
Yes. When, how do you do this? Sometimes, sometimes when, there's like a country and they're at war with another country and they go into that country without permission. It's like...
Invade.
Yeah.
Invasion.
When you're in trouble in a castle, you get put in the, right below.
A dungeon.
Oh, that is
nice work,
in
guys.
At the last minute.
That was good.
Lindsay.
That was good, Lindsay.
Great. We're a good team.
And I liked it how you told him to hurry up too. That was my favourite part. I would have gone with Fockers as well.
But that's not the word.
Yeah, I know, okay. But that was right. The orige. No,
do I have to censor any of this? Because we can't afford a dump button.
No.
Here,
so, okay. That's not a rude word.
You hang there, Lindsay. Over to Alice, who you're playing for this morning.
Yes. Hello, Alice. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, darling. How's business, babe, treating you?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Business is booming.
Yeah. A bit nervous this morning because I'm not supposed to play this. My husband was. I mean, I texted for him. And now I have to do it.
Nah, it's all good, honey.
You
we
should be nervous.
We've got this.
I'm on 3 points so far, just a reminder.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Time starts now.
What is the opposite of father?
Mother.
Yep. What is something when you can't remember to do something, you something to do it? When you don't remember to do something, you...
Forget.
Yes. A sapphire is a something stone.
Gemstone, precious stone.
Yep, you got it. And a gerbera is a type of...
Horse.
A rose is a type of...
Animal.
What was that? What? Right at the end?
A rose is a type of...
Sorry, a flower. I thought you said...
Flower.
Did she get that in at the end? Producers?
I shouldn't have said gerbera, but I did say rose.
I thought you said zebra.
Right at the end of the buzzer. I'm so sorry, Lindsay. Alice, again, Pricey with a victory.
Did we win? Did we win?
Yeah. The producers are giving us the thumbs up.
Oh,
I don't know why. That was close.
That was really close. Well done, Alice, and well done,
Thank
Lindsay.
You.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.